My dream.
I said I need to be on this all the time.
Yes, every week.
Because I love wine.
Tannis and Tuesday with Jesse and Jessica. Yes! I mean the title.
Did you just get kicked off your own show?
Legit.
We'll have our own show.
Okay.
Sipping on Sondheim while belting a Bordeaux. Pairing the best wines and picking the next show. Here Broadway guests end up acting like loons. This you can find here on Tannis and Tuesday. When Ben Bradley cries, when the vine dies, whether June's or moon. I simply turn to my favorite thing, and they are a Tannis and Tuesday.
Welcome to Tannis and Tunes. I'm Jessica.
I'm Jimmy. Hi, friends. Hi, Mom.
Hi, friends. Hi, Mom. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jessica. Hey, Jessica, I am ready for this podcast. I have my D&D dice, all right? I have my little miniature figure, and I'm ready to talk about Broadway.
I don't know what you just said.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, my God.
You play Dungeons and Dragons?
I did for, like, a year in high school. Like,
you
it was
did?
Like, yeah, it was when I was putting away Pokemon cards, like,
oh.
for good, for solid.
Oh
and, like,
God.
One of my friends was like, well, you'll really love Dungeons and Dragons. And I am a dork, but I'm not that, because they can go on for hours.
Oh, yeah, for like days.
I will be doing
I'm just learning this about him. By
yeah. 3 hours.
But that, I mean, when I say, I mean, I maybe played like a week's worth of things,
sure,
and it was
sure.
just like.
Mm-hmm. If you don't still have Pokemon cards.
Oh, I do have Pokemon cards. That's, you know.
Those are.
They're hard to come by.
They're hard to come by. Also,
yes, they are ready.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to introduce our guests. So, you heard them. You love them. We have Gilbert Bailey and Jethin Hooker Bailey.
Hi.
Yay. Hooker's like, no.
That's not
no
me.
I said, yo.
Oh, I thought you said no.
I was like, you know, there's Gilbert. Yo. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, putting that extra, like, yeah. Now you can associate the voice with the name.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and our listeners already know Gilbert. Because he was on our Broadway
I
con.
Was there.
Episode.
It was
yeah.
fun.
Yes.
That was a good time.
Packed Broadway
our
con.
Our packed Broadway
episode.
Con audience.
Look, aww. I saw a lot of people, and the people who were there were totally engaged.
They were
totally.
Were.
And questions just came. Like, they were
yeah.
They were in it.
They were in it.
Well,
I
love them.
And the cool thing about Broadway
we're all getting
con,
together for drinks on
yes,
Saturday.
Yes. All the Broadway con
all
guests.
Of them.
Well, what's interesting about Broadway con is that you even see the quote-unquote big panels with huge names or mm-hmm. big followings, but their rooms were not that much more filled than ours was.
No.
Like, I mean, it was just so spread out.
I think it puts into perspective, like, what we do and that we really still are kind of like a niche. Like,
yes,
like I
100%.
Think when you're in this community, it feels
yeah,
like, you know.
When you're in that big of a space,
yeah,
it's like, oh.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We're a wonderful, tight-knit community and with a lot of stuff, but, you know. It can be, we're small, we're a niche.
We are,
yeah.
we are a niche,
yeah.
and I think that's really cool, too.
It's really dope.
Yeah, oh, we're a 100-year-old tradition, a little bit of still a niche.
Yeah. I mean,
but
that's real, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's interesting when you think about it, and, like, also wonderful when you think about it. Mm-hmm. You're kind of part of a very special
we're
fraternity.
Still just like D&D. We're
just
under
like
the radar.
And full circle.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. I will legit show you my dice.
You travel. Okay, great. Right. You're ready to play.
I started it.
I want to get this wine open.
Yeah.
Like, I want to start this off right.
This is the
yes.
That's the
ever.
That's
yeah.
Jesse's
so,
favorite sound
that's
ever.
Quote.
Yeah, right. We are drinking the 2017. Oh, that was good. Chateau Eau Moulin.
Mm-hmm. In very fancy wine glasses, long, long stems. You know, like a Cruella de Vil, she has that long, you know,
yeah,
cigarette holder?
Yeah.
That's as long as the stem, because yeah. the longer the stem, the fancier the glass.
Like the Olivia Pope.
Yes, the
yeah.
Olivia Pope glass.
I have one.
I hear Dixie makes those glasses, too.
So. They do. So we are drinking a Bordeaux today. And the reason that I chose a Bordeaux was because it is a combination of Merlot and Cab Sav, or Cabernet Sauvignon, just like both of you have come together to be this Broadway power couple.
Oh,
welcome to
that's so legit.
It's a hybrid great and a hybrid Broadway couple.
Yes.
You better do that.
So we have two grapes that are great on their own. We drink Merlot on its own. We drink Cabernet Sauvignon on its own. But together, they come together and create Bordeaux, a Bordeaux blend, meaning that it's coming from the Bordeaux region in France, one of the oldest wine regions in the world, which is awesome. And this is like a classic, like you can't get more classic than these two grapes coming together to create this blend, and especially from this region. We were really lucky to get this great bottle of Bordeaux for $15.
Yeah.
So it's like you can get a great bottle of wine for a really affordable price. This is from the Underground. I don't know if you've been to the wine shop that's in Columbus Circle, like the underneath.
No.
It's actually really great.
They're amazing.
Affordable, great wines.
Great wines. They know what they're talking about.
They do. They're super knowledgeable.
They're not just here to, like, you know, push
shove
a product.
On you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is specifically from the Blaye region of the Côte de Bordeaux. So right on the coast of Bordeaux.
All of those words make sense.
Right?
To me.
I know. Sounds like heaven.
Right?
I know what a coast is.
I know what a coast
there
is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and smell this wine. Ooh, it's tannic.
That's tannic.
Gil learned what tannins were.
Can you tell us what tannins are?
Well, tannins provide color and body to red wines because they come from the skin.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yes.
I told you. The more times you have me on the show, the better I'm going to get it. You see what I mean?
Like, no, find this information on Monday.
Yeah.
But then legit, we can't because I will be out of a job. both Jessica and we will be out of a job, and it'll
it's
be
true.
You two.
You two are doing
tannins with the Baileys. Here we go.
I love it. Well, besides the tannins, so we're getting lots of I call it grip. Like, when you smell it, it's really, really grippy. Besides that, we're getting, lots of dark notes, like licorice.
Mm-hmm. Now our last wine had dark notes, but we didn't smell them. This, I can hear, that boysenberry.
Yeah,
that
blackberry, oak, leather, lots of oak on this.
Yeah.
So what's interesting...
dark notes, like E-flat.
Like,
there's...
that brown note?
Tonic right there.
You know that note?
Yeah. Okay. The subdominant. Here we go.
Yes.
You know, Hades from Hades Town. That
dark.
That guy. Those low notes.
Great wine, guys. You did it. This is brilliant.
I searched tannins, and that's all I thought it was. All right? I already know tunes. I thought I had to just search what tannins was, and I would be fine.
Why are you making it go so deep?
Boysenberry.
Yeah. Yes. Like, if you were to give this wine a color, I would say, like, kind of what it is, like a dark purple.
Yeah.
Which is so appropriate for us.
Yeah, our color is purple.
Yeah, we met doing the color purple in Milwaukee.
Yes.
So look at that.
Do you have a couple color?
Yeah, baby.
Is that like, what?
Well, mainly it's because we met doing the color purple.
Okay.
We're like, oh, we love purple.
Don't diminish our color. Way. It's purple, bro. We
oh,
got
which
it's
is
purple.
Royalty.
Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I feel
it is. It's purple.
Let's go ahead and taste this.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, did we have a little shudder? Did I?
Like, you guys ever sip something and you're sent, like, to a specific spot in a specific time? Like,
yes.
I just felt like fall in front of a fireplace.
Oh, yes.
100%.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Tannin's Tunes. It's only one person.
Yeah.
Well, in addition to, like, the dark berries, I'm getting a lot of earthy notes.
Yes.
Like, even, I know this is, like, a really, really big stretch, but I'm getting some, like, bell pepper.
Ooh. Oh. Okay. Maybe on the finish I can.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Is that just my mind, you know, where, like, now I just had, like, a little spicy thing? But
yeah, I was wondering that, actually, when we went on our little, like, day date and we were at the winery, it's like the minute someone would say a wine tastes like this, I'm like, yep, I taste it.
Uh-huh.
I did it a minute ago, but now I taste it.
Right. Yeah, they're like, this tastes like a used Lego. And you're like, uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
I taste it.
I remember when I was 3 years old and I would put those in my mouth, and that's what this tastes like.
That's a real
I put
taste.
One in my mouth last night.
Right.
Legos. Stay a kid forever, guys. Don't
eat
grow
Lego.
Up. Eat Legos. Live your life.
I like it. It is. Well, despite it having kind of a high acidity, it's still pretty silky.
Smooth, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It, like, doesn't... Sometimes when things are really tannic, they can feel, like, kind of that peanut butter mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And this doesn't give me that.
It's only tannic, I feel, on, like, the finish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think on the nose. I mean... Smelling
yeah.
it, you're like, whoa,
yeah.
this is going to have some grit in it.
It goes down really smooth, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
100%. So yum. Check out the Chateau Au Moulin. So Chateau and then
H-U-A-U-T. Could I? H-A-U-T, guys.
Yep.
Okay. Can I go? It's Chateau Au Moulin.
Like Moulin Rouge?
Yeah. Because it's a little bit the same word.
They've got a mill over it. Because, like, was Moulin Rouge the red mill? And on this, it has a windmill on it. So what is this? House of the what mill?
House of the high...
House of the high...
Yeah.
High mill?
The high mill.
Yeah. So I may not understand why.
Of the hoity-toity mill?
But I know how...
But
what Mulan is, okay?
All right.
It means mill. Okay, guys?
Oh, legit?
Yeah.
All right. Hasn't been on my Duolingo yet. Mulan.
You'll get there.
Yes.
Right. Oh, is that what...
Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes, the red mill. That's what Moulin Rouge means.
That... Makes no sense, and I love it.
So tell us a little bit about, so you said that you met doing Color Purple in Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
and from there, did you immediately move to New York together, you know, spend the rest of your lives together,
yeah.
that type of thing?
How many minutes into meeting each other were you like,
here's
I'm in love
thing.
With you?
I already know we're going to give two completely different stories.
Okay,
I'm just
Gilbert, get
you.
Out of the room. No, we're having your story.
Newlywed
style. Let's do the abridged because we can't be here for 4 hours. But no, mainly we met and he knew and I didn't.
Yes.
The abridged version. But we met, you can see shaking his head.
It's just not true. But, you know, she wants to hold on to this thing. I'm like, hold on to it
no,
for as long as you want.
No, full transparency. Like, I had just gotten out of a 4-year relationship.
Right.
I wasn't ready to be in anything else. I was like, cool, I'm going to Milwaukee. I'd performed there the season before. I mm-hmm. loved them. Milwaukee rep. The best place ever.
Yeah, if you want to meet the love of your life,
go to
Milwaukee.
Listen, all my favorite things, cheese, beer,
and
Gilbert.
Oh.
See how I did that?
That's okay, pretty good.
In that order.
Have you not heard of saving the best for last, okay?
Yeah.
Act 3 is all when all the resolutions happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I've heard
three.
Vanessa Williams, okay?
She was beautiful at a time, wasn't she?
Right. She saved the best for
saved
last.
For
last.
Last. But yeah,
we met,
I played Squeak, he played Harpo, so.
And then we play Squeak and Harpo off stage.
This wine is smooth, like Gilbert.
Oh,
yeah.
It's Gilbert smooth.
Come on,
all right.
The hot Mulan. All right. The hot Mulan.
Your version, that was mine in a nutshell.
So, we met the first night, or the night before our first rehearsal, and I was in the hotel, and I was at the front desk, and there was a staircase, and she comes walking down the staircase, and like, you know how in the movies everything goes, like, really slow, and, like, uh-huh. the hair starts to blow, and the lights soft again, and you start to hear the jazz music, and so she comes walking downstairs, and we hug each other, and I was like, are you in the Color Purple? And she's like, no, and then she's like, I'm joking, I'm black, of course I'm here in the Color Purple.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it wasn't funny, but it was fine.
Yeah.
And then we had this hug, and we were, like, hugging each other, and we literally had, like, a 2-3 minute conversation, like, in the hug, you know? So this is all this stuff where she's like, I was into it, and she wasn't.
Also, I like the concept, or the story that you just told, where you hugged, and then you're like, are you... in the show.
But I think that is how it happened, because we're both like that type of person though. Like you know, well, I mean, we were. I no longer.
Hello, stranger.
I'm married. I'm married now, so I'm a little bit more trepidations about like
about your hug.
About my hug. You know, I give hugs. I still hug, but like just in a different
way. He hugged me and it was just like, are we doing Broadway?
Yeah, is this
together?
Happening? Are we doing it?
Yeah.
And then
I
after
was like,
that,
no, that's over there.
That's literally what she did though. She was like, no, I'm not. But. Now, then we're like, we did the show together, and, you know, I started getting fresh, and it paid off, you know. But, gentlemen, don't just get fresh, okay?
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't just get fresh.
It was always with my permission.
It was always with consent.
Yeah, you got the consent.
Yes.
Consent
you get the go
and
ahead.
Then fresh.
Yeah.
It was like,
right?
If I can quote you, Gilbert, I remember one of the times, it was one of our first times, like, really talking, and you were like, I like you. And I was like, I like you too. And you were like, no, I like you. This is day two, y'all. And I was like,
you don't know me.
Like, fresh off the, like, breakup train.
Right.
Right.
And then he was like, well, when you're ready, just know I'm here if you need someone to talk to you or someone to hold you. And I was like, ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Guess who got that call?
Yeah. Like day three, I was like, okay.
All right. That call
day
came
two,
in.
You're like, what? Day one, hug, hi, nice to meet you. Day two, I'm here for you. Yeah. And you're like, okay, day three, yes,
okay.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny how regional theater works. Like, when you're in that true. Environment and you're around each other all the time, it didn't really happen on day three, but probably week two.
Yeah, but then it kept up. You know, then we got back and we were still into each other and we kept it up. And then, you know, then we moved into with each other and then, you know.
It was always very much like playing day to day.
Yeah.
Taking it and seeing where we're at.
And now we're married and it's great. And
he proposed on the staircase because I ended up working there a couple years later.
Oh, no. That's
adorable. I know.
That's good, man.
He nailed it.
Really
thank you.
He nailed it.
Thank you. Yeah. It was a good time. It was a good day.
Right. Yeah, so here we
and
are
then,
4 or 5 years, almost 5 years later.
How has it been, because you're both actors, you're both on Broadway right now, and I'm sure that that's a schedule that is hard to... as muggles,
mm-hmm.
people outside the industry, they wouldn't understand what that does to a relationship, how it's different. Can you tell us some of the challenges, some of the great things about it?
You go first.
You know, it's so interesting because I don't know if our schedules are so much different than muggles except for the fact that it takes place in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like that our 9 to 5
right.
just isn't 9 to 5.
It's 5
just,
to 9.
It's 5 to 9. And yeah. And oftentimes it's 3 to 9. And,
right.
And
right.
Or
yeah.
2 to 12 or, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It just depends on the day. Because we're both still kind of in our hustle modes of things, that's where it kind of picks up where it's like, we're, you know, sometimes you're doing 2 jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll,
mm-hmm.
you're doing your double duty in the day. Like, but I'm doing Beetlejuice right now, and I've been workshopping that show since 2016.
Right.
You know,
right.
So intermittently, on and off, I've been working on Beetlejuice for 3 years, and so, you know, and then...
Even while doing other shows.
Even while doing A Bronx Tale, and even while doing Clueless, and while
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was doing Clueless, and we did a week of... pre-Broadway workshops for this. So I'm doing Clueless, you know, at this off-Broadway theater,
mm-hmm.
and then waking up to go to rehearsals for
yeah.
the pre-Broadway you work before we do our Broadway rehearsal. You know, it's just,
yeah.
those are the things I think that muggles, which I love because I love Harry Potter.
I know.
I'm getting into it, so I'm loving it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But those are the things that I think that muggles don't understand is that the work, you know, I hear the jokes often like, yo, you guys work 3 hours a night. And it's like, you don't, because also too, like what we do is such a maintenance heavy.
Thing. Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
like it is something that like, when I wake up to go to the gym at 8 o'clock, that's work. You
right.
know, it's, mm-hmm.
right.
it's
you're like prepping. You're
yeah,
prepping
exactly.
the whole day really to be ready to do
to
shows,
do your, yeah,
or auditions
right.
or whatever it is.
But I also love it because it makes you work. Like, you know, I'm really into finances and stuff, and trying to cut, and like, you know, millionaires, like their schedules, like it's so interesting, like what it takes to actually like be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the work, like everybody's like, oh, they just have money, and it's like, well, no, that brother woke up at 4 o'clock this morning
right.
and been trading
and doing it, and then he worked his night, and then he put in work from 5 to 9 on like his side hustle. Thing
right.
mm-hmm.
and then he got some sleep and then woke
there's
up
steps.
And had
there's
breakfast
always
steps. Yeah,
yeah
it's
right.
it's
for
the
sure.
work of it so I'm appreciating like we're hustling we're
yeah
hustle
I think
period
it's different I would say we've been on the same schedule quote unquote for only the last 2 years of our relationship like when we came back from Milwaukee you kind of jumped right back into Book of Mormon and I was catering.
Mm-hmm.
That was like
mm-hmm.
the hardest because too it was so I had been on my own journey in New York like
right.
trying to hustle and like get the Broadway debut
right,
before
right.
I even met him
oh.
And he was on his own hustle but had been on Broadway already so that was definitely hard going
yeah,
you know picking him up at the stage door and
mm-hmm.
right.
talk about that yes.
yeah
right.
it's such it was hard and I think mainly because I didn't realize how hard Gilbert's job was too. You know,
right.
for me, and I think this is good for people to hear, it's like Broadway, there is something so special and wonderful about it, and I love it, and it's still my dream. But it's hard. It's work.
It's a job. It's
yeah,
still a job.
It is.
You
and
know?
It's important to, like, yes, you're passionate about it. That's wonderful. You love it. That's wonderful. But you can't take away that it's still work. So
yeah.
he would come home
mm-hmm.
just as tired as I would be, and I definitely, full transparency, again, like,
right.
totally resentful.
Right.
Because I was like,
yeah.
dude. I was cleaning up spit buckets, like, of people
literally, I've right. worked wine shows where they, like, spit yes. it out, and I yes. have to clean up those buckets.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't there. Make him... yeah.
And you just think that he's just, like, playing around exactly. all day, yeah. just, exactly. like, fucking off to, the to you know, God
right.
or whatever.
Right,
you know.
So I think...
Right, but that, yeah. that fuck off, man. Some days it's hard to lift those hands.
Yeah. it's
real. Like, it really is. Like, some days it's hard to lift... And some days, like, you know, I mean, my... And this might be... But my ambition was never to be on Broadway. That wasn't right. that wasn't like a goal for me, and, uh-huh. and it still is not my goal. There are things I reach
yeah,
for that
I
yeah. that I want.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
so it's one of those things where, like, I always, whenever I teach a class with kids, that you know, there's always that kid that raises their hand, like, "What's it like to be on Broadway?" And I'm always like, "Well, you know, does your mom have a job?" And they go, "Yeah." "Does your dad have a job?" "Yeah." I was like, "It's pretty much like that."
Yeah.
I wake up and I go do my job, and what I'm lucky is that the job I do today is something that I enjoy doing.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the joy of it. It's a job, but, like, not everybody gets to work a job that they truly love.
Yeah. And right. that's put me, I love it. And I tend to stop pretty often. I would say, like, once or twice a week at least, to be like, "Babe, it's really cool that we're both working right now." Like, when mm-hmm. I got my Broadway debut in Beautiful, that was less than 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I
show
mean,
number two, y'all. Let's talk about Jessie, though.
No.
Oh, she already two yeah. shows deep. Okay,
well, uh-huh.
she got her debut.
She's like,
understand the lead.
Yeah,
and
right. girl, chick, like, she be trying to play. Mm-hmm. Just, like, got one, kept moving. Got one, kept moving. Like, she just kind of, like, moves.
Yeah, and you're just, like, yeah. working on Beatles, oh, whatever, like, for right. one thing, for, like, two.
I gotta figure out my life.
What are you doing?
Right.
I try to take moments to stop and be like, it's nice that we're both working, that we're both on mm-hmm. the same schedule, that we both, like, really understand what each other wants, but mm-hmm. also to, like, to stop and smell the roses, because you don't know what can happen next.
Yeah, of course.
So we're kind of always, when it comes to the schedule and stuff, it's nice to meet each other after the shows. I never take that stuff for granted, because yeah. it wasn't always that way, and it won't yeah. always be that way.
Yeah, totally. Do you know how to clean up wine spit bucket?
I don't, but I do know how to serve ice cream.
He does.
I do know how to sell music instruments.
Yeah.
I do.
Dope.
I've had
he
my.
Wait,
I've
are you?
I've done my. I've,
are you
oh,
a
yeah.
Harold Hill?
I am. I'm a music man, guys. Talk about dreams, okay?
Yes.
Like, nobody's ever going to let me be
Harold Hill.
But talk about how I would tell it.
Quick story about what Gil did in between. It was Clueless and Beetlejuice, right? Or before Clueless.
Oh, it was before Clueless, yeah.
He had 2 months just off, and he literally was the happy. I could cry thinking about it because he's such a better person than I am. But he... I went to go see him. He went to work at Ample Hills in Queens. He was like, "I want to do something that has nothing to do with being an actor or around actors, and I have some time and money, so I'm going to do this." And I'm sitting there like, "Oh, God, this is going to be crazy."
Right.
And we are now married.
Yeah. And I was just like, "Oh, my God." Like, he really wants to just go and do that. And I was, you know, a waitress, and I was just like, "Okay, like, whatever is going to make you happy. Like, you can just sit and collect if you want, or right. but you want to do you."
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going and surprising him. He didn't know I was there. And, like, hairnet and all, the happiest human I've ever seen scooping ice cream was my husband.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, my God." And I walked in, and he was like, "Hey, babe, look at me." Like, it was amazing. And I think that just shows, too, like, you know, once you – he just knows how to be, like, a well-balanced person.
Yeah.
What I loved about what you just said, it's like, you realize, like, no matter what, it is a job.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, yeah. jobs, scooping ice cream, or being on Broadway mm-hmm. have their great moments, and they have their bad
yeah.
moments.
Yeah, and there's something cool about scooping. I mean, I was working with people, man, who, like, we don't know. I think sometimes in our community, it gets, and I'm not talking in lies, because there are people who really know, but, like, you can forget what real people are like.
Yes.
Like, I was working that Apple mm-hmm. Hills job with a I'm not even calling her, because she's a girl as far as I'm concerned, her age-wise, but, like, a woman and what she has to deal with, who was a single mother with kids, and this was her job.
Yeah.
I was working there because, like, I had some time off and I wanted to do, and so I'm gonna scoop my ice cream as hard as possible, because, like, the girl next to me is, like, really providing for her son off
right.
of this. Let
right.
me tell y'all, like, money wow. is, like, New York is expensive and kids are expensive, and mm-hmm. I know I have worked that job. I know what that mom is making.
Yeah.
There's no way I couldn't imagine it.
Right.
So, like, yeah, the least I could do is, you know, "Do you want your ooey gooey kid?"
Okay.
"I'm gonna give you the ooey gooey with a smile, man. Like, come
yeah.
in
right.
here." Like, dude, it doesn't some of the hang-ups, and I understand where they come from. I understand where we are culturally. They just don't make sense to me. I have a good time with what I'm doing
right.
today, because I woke up. It's a great day to wake up.
Yeah.
Too many people in my life have not woken up.
Mm-hmm.
So I also have that experience.
Yeah.
Like,
that
some
is true
really
well.
Close people to me didn't wake up. And so I woke up today. So, you know, We're doing what we got to do. It's also like, dude, work, man.
Yeah.
Like, wake up. If you're scooping ice cream today, there's a lot of fun to be had scooping ice cream. But if you're scooping ice cream going, oh, I should be doing something else, then, yeah, of course it sucks. But that's on you, man.
Right.
That is, yeah, your
that's,
choice.
That's absolutely. It's a choice, man. 100%. Like, because I know plenty of people who are on Broadway every day who are like, I shouldn't be. Like,
I
who
know.
Are, they're miserable. There are people on Broadway who are miserable.
Oh,
let them be miserable, but, like, I also feel like I'm not easily influenced, man. You can be as miserable as you want to be. I woke up today. I'm happy.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to be miserable about it. That's your day.
It really is. You just have to, because it is work, right? Those people, whoever, if they're unhappy, like, whatever theater they're at, whatever's going on. But, like, it is every time I walk in that stage door, I'm like, I don't have my blacks on today, and I'm not cleaning up spit buckets. Like,
there
I am performing.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, everyone, again, like, has their right to feel how they feel. That's just my perspective and what keeps me, like, even though I'm freaking tired, I'm doing what I love.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? And you don't, again, you don't know how long it's going to last.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, my job used to be trying to convince people to buy keyboards in Queens. Like, dude, they got no
I don't
money.
Want a keyboard.
Nobody in Queens. Like, I'm like trying to sell, like literally make commission off of that. Like,
oh,
like
wow.
Have you, like, really think of, like, that's why sometimes I think about producers, like, what they have to sell. I mean,
right.
You're trying to, like, sell a show.
Okay. Here we go. We're having a little scene right now.
Oh.
All right, you play you. Okay. I play a seller. Right. I play customer. Are we doing door to door? What are we doing?
No, you have to come to the shop.
Oh.
I'm not
guitar
a door to
center.
It's guitar. You're working. You're
I'm
guitar
at guitar center.
Yeah. Ding 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 ding.
Oh yeah, this is cool.
Hey, what's going on, man? Can I help you?
Oh no, I'm just looking around.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool, man. If you need anything, let me know. We have some great deals going on today. We're actually selling Shure SM58s today for about 10% discount if you don't have any microphones. But if you have microphones, we got some other stuff we can hit you with. So just let me know if you need any help.
All right. What are these? There's thing goes bing, bing, bing.
Hey, what does go bing, bing, bing? That's how the Newmark CD DJ it's a new thing the kids are using to DJ these days. Would you like me to show you how it works?
Yeah, that'd be
great.
Yeah,
all right, cool, man.
That's amazing.
What's your price range on this? Have you ever DJed before?
Oh, my price range is $5. Do you have any ice cream?
I don't have ice cream. the Chuck E. Cheese next door.
I was looking for Rocky Road.
The Chuck E. Cheese next door might have ice cream. Security. We had that happen. One time at a guitar center, we had this guy come in, and he came in with like a harem of people, and he was saying that he was looking for a PA system, and he just had all his people like sitting down there, and they were like blasting like these tunes for like an half hour. He's like, I'm gonna buy it. And eventually, like, we had to literally call the police to like get him out of the store. Things like that happen, man. Like, that guy exists.
That's
and comes in,
so
and, but also too, like, that guy is fun too. Like, I only have $5 a day, but bro, in the next 2 hours, nobody was coming in with more money than that to buy. So
there,
like,
there you go. So you're gonna spend your time.
Yeah.
You want to hear this song I just wrote? There's a whole piano. I did that a lot because I write as well. There was a lot of times where I would test out songs on people. Like, that was another thing I would do.
All right. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Wait, no, we have a real question. We have a real question
because Gil will go.
I have a question for Gilbert. What is your favorite thing that you have seen Jessie do on stage?
Oh,
I love this question.
No.
You know what? She did this production of The Wiz at her the Shenandoah.
Mm-hmm. Where I went to school.
Where she
went
to school.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We know all this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wait, when? We'll talk.
Oh, yeah. Graduated 2010.
Oh, yes. All the same people.
Yeah.
But she did that, and it was soon after we met. I think it was probably the first job I saw you do after we got back from Color Purple, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it was. I think that was the first thing I'd seen her do afterwards, and so it was cool because it's like my favorite memory because like I met this person on stage, and it's a completely different experience when you're working with somebody, like how you see them as an actress.
Yeah.
And so like seeing her like just live her life as Dorothy, and she was like just so excited and so happy, and like so like I really remember that there was a moment of her, you know, it's The Wiz, so there were several moments, but of her standing center stage and just like. You were breathing hard. You were doing the breath and doing all the things. She was a star, and I was like, "Oh, you better be a star!" And I enjoyed that.
That's your favorite.
That's my favorite.
You used to be on Broadway, but that's your favorite.
How could you not fall in love with somebody while they're just like center stage singing
living
home?
Their life.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know.
Love it. Okay, Jessie, same question about Gilbert.
Oh gosh, I need
and then
ask
then
me.
Another question about you. What's your favorite on, you know?
About me or him?
Yeah, you know, tell about you, and then talk. About
my own experience?
Yeah.
Okay. About Gilbert, I was thinking about this as you were talking to him. but trying to stay in the moment. You know, there was something special about seeing him on Broadway for the first time, and he's so funny.
Was that Mormon?
Yeah, in Book of Mormon. What is the character's name when you're fucking the frog? Excuse my language. Yeah, Matumbo. Matumbo is just really funny. And
we are drinking wine. This is not a family friendly podcast.
People that know Gil know he's very passionate, knows he loves to talk, knows he's very talented, and I don't think Gil gets to show like his funny, like reckless side.
Yeah.
So he's really great, and he's writing a musical also called Bout to Blow that he would be starring in and he's really freaking
you
amazing.
Can't. Is this an
Am
exclusive?
I allowed to talk about that?
No. Exclusive. No. I made
it on Instagram as well.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know, there's no production or anything. It's just like we're working
on
this.
We're going to sing it all. It will be a podcast.
I love it.
I've seen readings.
Yeah, and you're the person that's like seeing it all the time.
Yeah, and hearing it and watching him do it. It's just such a big piece of him that I'm excited for when it's out. People to see.
Totally. Yes, before we get to our game, I want to hear about like one of your favorite moments on stage and Gilbert, one of your favorite moments on stage as well.
Okay. I have a lot, but I would say my debut, there's something, again, I'm a big like picture person in my head, like I said, when I drank that wine. But my debut, I'll never forget. I swung over at Beautiful and I was playing the soloist that sings Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, Lucille, and she sings.
And then we hear the Sherelle special.
You say that I'm the only one, but will my heart be broken when I meet the morning sun?
Oh, that solo. And there's just such a grand entrance. You do the costume change. And then you have a whole walk up before you even start to sing, like a full like 8 bars or so. And I remember hearing like my parents were in the audience. I'm not gonna cry, but I'm crying. My parents were in the audience, and Gil was there, and it was just such a like wow. Like it's been a long road. I know there's always longer, but for me it felt like a really long road to this moment, and I did it. And it felt like I carried all of the people that I love like with me in that moment. Yeah. I wasn't nervous. It just all felt like yes, this is where I'm supposed to be. So that's a very like a cool moment.
Oh,
Waitress is great
so
too,
cool.
But yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah. What about you?
So I can zero in on one, and I'm having actually a real good one right now in Beetlejuice, because Beetlejuice is my third Broadway show and my second OBC, so my first Broadway show I replaced, you know, in Book of Mormon. My second Broadway show was Bronx Tale, and I got in kind of on the out of town trial, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Beetlejuice is like I was at the first read, you know, I was one of the first actors to get to sit down and like be a part of that,
right?
And to see, I didn't get to do the out of town tryout because I was doing a principal role in Clueless, I thought I wasn't going to do the show.
Oh,
I didn't know I was going to do Beetlejuice. I thought it was going to be a cool story I told. Like, oh, I did all the development up until, and then but then it wrapped around, I got to do it. And so one of the parts of development, there's this song in the show, we open act two with this song called Beautiful Sound. And there's this moment, we're all playing clones, and we've done this crazy bit, and then we come out, and it goes, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, do you hear that sound? Yes! And we all go, yes, we hear that beautiful.
He's
and
doing full choreo.
But like, and also he's like completely on voice.
Yeah, I know, like not marking. He's more friends than I know.
Don't care about tonight, I care about this podcast.
That's what I work for.
Yes, I hear that sound.
Like, I remember that, yes. I remember doing it in a dance lab, and it was one of the coolest experiences I had. We did it at Baruch College. It felt just, it felt so much like I was doing one of those incognito things, because I'm a real nerd. Like, I'm like, I'm a theater history nerd. Like, I'm like, I read all of the memoirs of people, and like, I really like the, like,
plus 10-2 history of your musical theater.
I don't
roll for initiative.
Exactly. I'm very much like, how did this become a part? And so, like, whoa,
all of that development stuff that I read about, I'm a part of developing one.
Right,
and
you're part of history
now.
Yeah,
I'm a part of the canon and the history of that.
You are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's
that
cool. Go
but
ahead.
That yes moment, that moment, I remember doing it in our dance call and getting, and we only, in one dance lab, and that was a song that Connor was like working for that as they were piecing together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't see myself as a dancer, and I don't think, but like he was like treating me, and we got to that moment, and this is the thing that like it has stayed this since from that. It has always been we throw our hand. Oh my God, it's like we throw our hands, we come down, we went and we go, and it's always been that, and it's that moment that I from that what time we did it, I dreamed of like doing it on Broadway, and we didn't know it was going or whatever, but like, and I didn't even know if I would stay with it, but like I was like, oh, I would love, like I think that moment is dope, just that yes we, and I would always want to do it, and now I'm like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I scoot my chair in, I do my little bit, ka 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 da ka, and here it comes. Yes, and like, so I'm kind of like living through like a cool moment, because this is the first time like that, like I was a part of bringing a show in.
Right.
Bronx Tale, I just opened a show. I did the out-of-town tryout, but it wasn't on. But with Beetlejuice, like,
you're
really...
a piece of it.
That's
been a cool moment to watch him. Dope. That's another one of my favorites. Just this whole experience with Beetlejuice, because it's part of the Tony season. It's, like, such an exciting, like, people are
right
talking
now
about
exciting.
It.
Right, it's exciting.
Yeah, I heard him. I was like, you're really a part of something new that's leaving an imprint, and it's cool.
Yeah.
Now that we've got some wine in us, we're gonna play games right now.
Guys, you didn't even have like a
tune.
That's
we're
how
all
long we've been doing
up.
It.
Come on.
I legit tried out a harmony recently.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
Everything needs a workshop.
Right. We need a workshop. So instead of doing our normal musical theater trivia, because I know that you all would rock that, and it would just like, we're going to try something a little different. So there is a BuzzFeed quiz that is called Which Couple from a Famous Musical Matches Your Love Life?
Oh.
So we're going to go through this, and we're going to find out what your musical
or
theater couple is.
Or also doing it newlywed style.
No. You have to, that is the one thing. You have to decide on something
together. You have
to decide
together.
Yes. Okay. So how did you meet your partner? This is question number one.
Yes.
How did you meet your partner? Through work, online, at university, on vacation, through friends, or at a party?
Through work.
Okay.
Different reason, different ways about how that
works. Yeah, love the story. Yes.
But we were working.
What city would you visit together? Amsterdam, Venice, New York, London, Paris, or LA?
I would say London. That's the first thing I thought, because that's where we're trying to go
next. But I feel like Amsterdam would be more fun.
Amsterdam, I thought, because you know, I know why.
You just want.
Why?
I like weed. Okay.
Yes.
Every now and again.
No, we like drink wine. This is a family friendly.
Yeah, I mean, why would you say that? I'm pretty sure.
What do you say?
Well, we have to choose together.
Yes.
I
say London because that's where we're going next.
Okay, London.
Okay.
I say London because that's where we're going with. Whether or not you want us to go, we're going to London.
You said that's what we're doing in
Europe. Yeah, we're trying to do something in Europe. Yeah.
What concert would you see together? Lord, Ed Sheeran, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, or Beyonce?
The only options?
Wait, what was the third one?
Hosier.
Hosier.
Lord.
Yeah, he's not saying anymore.
Ed Sheeran, who?
Rihanna. Taylor Swift, Hosier, or Beyonce?
Either Rihanna or Beyonce, I feel.
I'm not particular about going to. Oh man, the B.I.'s gonna be after me.
So let's say Rihanna.
Going to a Beyonce concert, but like you're not interested in. What was it?
Or you could go to Hosier, which is like an indie rock. If that.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff as much. I've heard Hosier.
Yeah, make a decision.
Okay, well. Okay, Rihanna. Then we'll go to Rihanna.
Okay,
we'll go to Rihanna.
Great. Pick a Shakespeare play.
Ooh, yeah.
As You Like It, Othello, Romeo and Juliet, Taming of the Shrew, Tempest, or Twelfth Night.
Oh, we got to do Romeo so they can tell us we're Tony and Maria.
Okay.
I like Twelfth Night or Othello.
Oh, we could do. I like Twelfth Night.
Yeah, let's do
Twelfth Night. Okay, great.
That's not what you think it's. It's what you like.
Yeah.
I like Twelfth Night.
Okay, pick an emoji. So we have dancing girl, nails, like nails being painted, ghost, kiss, book, or party.
I know what you're going to pick, the book.
Yeah, I love the book. But, like, we send the kiss
How
emoji.
How do you use
we
the actually, book as an emoji?
He's just always reading.
We can do the book. We can do the book.
But I think we send the kiss together.
Yeah, okay.
Often.
Send the kiss? Okay, yeah, cool. Yes. Pick a film. Save the Last Dance, Breakfast Club, Never Been Kissed, Pretty in Pink, Mean Girls, or Scream?
Breakfast Club. Or what were you thinking?
I don't care. Mean Girls.
Okay, Mean Girls. I like that screenplay.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Mean Girls.
Okay, pick an era. 1700s, 1800s, 1950s, 1960s, 1990s, or 2000s?
I'd be so loud in the 60s. What do you?
90s.
90s is what? 90s is what like we
yeah,
yeah,
relate
90s.
On the 90s.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
We like the 90s.
Last question. What is your ideal date? Oh. Day at the beach, going dancing, candlelit dinner, seeing a film, trip to the museum, or Netflix and chill?
Like the two of us?
Yes,
Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. You got Sandy and Danny from Greece.
Oh.
That feels
yes.
great.
But here's the thing. You have to decide who is Sandy and who is Danny.
Oh, you're definitely Sandy still. Yeah. She's definitely still
yeah.
Sandy.
I
definitely
well,
corrupted
says,
her.
You two are proof that some flings last.
Oh.
And you two go together perfectly. You're both quite different, but you also appreciate the other's perspective and
we
are willing to try new things.
That is real.
BuzzFeed, you're
just
right on point.
Like
thank you,
a Bordeaux from Hot Moulin.
Yeah, Hot Moulin.
Hot Moulin.
Just fully.
I love it.
Hot Moulin.
Do we have time for one more?
We have 2 seconds.
2 seconds. Quick question. Because we are artists, do you have any tips for other artists or people about like being away from each other?
Mm.
How do you still
keep it fresh? I mean, we haven't had to do that, knock on wood, in 2-3 years.
We'll
but
have to do it again.
Yeah,
we'll
I think
again.
I think it's communication's always
communication.
Number one.
Which
yeah.
I think is definitely what you two have
yeah.
Yeah.
in
yeah.
spades.
But
yeah,
I think
forever.
Communication is whether you're away or whether you're
exactly.
2 inches
yeah.
in front. It's like you know, it's really a lot of talking. It's a lot of like mm-hmm. being open. It's a lot of being honest, and it's a lot of like you know, being just sometimes comedic. Like, what's your schedule? Because like I can't do this conversation right now, but we can do this conversation.
Right.
You know, it's like
mm-hmm.
a lot of
or like I know you want to hang out with people after the show. I can't be there, and that doesn't mean I don't love you. It's
yeah.
just
right.
I need to go to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Communication.
For sure.
Communication.
Is kind of like everything.
Yeah.
100%. Right. It is a relationship is work.
Yeah.
Just
it
like Broadway.
Really
yeah.
I think
yeah.
also
yeah.
like being open, if I could say, like add to it, it's like will help
one
you
second.
Be open to know. Like be open to like, you know, maybe tonight, yeah, you're going out and I need to go to sleep. So
yeah.
be open to like that
That's
doesn't
okay.
Yeah, that doesn't
yeah.
mean
doesn't
I don't
mean it's
yep.
offensive.
I gotta
yeah.
I gotta take a nap, man. Like,
for sure.
You know, sometimes.
Gilbert and Jesse, tell us where people can find you on social media.
At Jesse Hooker Bailey on Instagram.
Yes.
And I'm Jay Hookity Hooks on Twitter.
That's
I love
dope.
That. Before
yes.
I got married.
That's a dope Twitter name. Never get married.
Jay Hooker
Too late.
Mine is at IITHE2ND or at II the second. So I'm Gilbert L. Bailey the second. I picked the hard one.
Yeah,
okay. Just type
Wait,
in my name.
What's wonderful about these new social media, you can just like
type yeah,
the search
name.
The name.
Literally
then.
Just, yeah, if you type in Gilbert L, by the time you get to the L,
yeah.
I should show up.
And then, and your tagline is Future Music Man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. The new Harold Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Jimmy, where can people find you?
Find me on Instagram at Jimmy Robertson and Twitter on Instagram or what?
Try it again.
I was like, I felt like such stress. Twitter at Jimmy_Robertson and Instagram at Jimmy Robertson.
And you can find me at JMHumphrey1 on all of the things. And you can follow Tannins and Tunes on Twitter and Instagram and our website, tannensandtunes.com. Also, please go online and review the podcast,
mm-hmm.
Tannins and Tunes, because every review gives $1 towards fire relief in Napa.
Oh,
and we are all about that. And also, we will pair a wine with your username. So
right.
definitely
I'm
go
doing
on.
That.
Yes.
Oh,
we
should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she goes and like reviews this episode and she's like,
horrible.
Who are they?
Who are they?
Gross. So definitely go on and review, because we look at them, we use them, and
we love them.
Just as much
as we love these two people.
Hey.
So much. Thank you for joining us.
I'm coming back.
Yes.
Every single episode. Yeah, like,
so what else do you want to know?
We have other people to interview.
Thank you. Who's going to sing at your juke joint?
Whoever wants to, I guess.
You get Sugar Avery to sing. Yeah, you make a lot of money. She sing for you, Harpo. I know she will. You're so pretty.
Men ain't pretty.
You